Something happened yesterday at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition that's never happened before. The judges in Fort Worth, Texas, could not decide on a winner or a second-place finisher, so they declared two ties. Bill Siebel of member station KERA in Dallas reports.
The competition had only been over for about an hour when conductor James Conlin emerged from behind the curtains to announce the winners. The crowd of 2,000 quieted as he prepared to name the bronze medal winner.
Not awarded.
The audience was stunned. Conlin then announced two silver medal recipients, Russian Maxim Filipov and Italian Antonio Pompobaldi. Then he said Olga Kern from Russia had earned the gold, the first female gold medalist since 1969. And after a dramatic pause, he announced the other gold medalist, Stanislav Udenich of Uzbekistan. In awarding two gold and two silver medals, the judges took advantage of new rules for the competition, which allowed for ties. Van Cliburn, for whom this competition is named, said he'd lobbied for the change for 32 years, but his was always one lonely voice on the board. Finally, for this competition, the board approved the move. Cliburn said it worked.
Everyone was so excited for each one that was named. And that just thrilled me to death. You know why? Because this bespeaks that each one of them will have a career. If they can generate that kind of excitement and thrill, that's what a career is all about.
This competition's been criticized over the years for picking safe, competent, but uninspired musicians. Menachem Pressler, one of the dozen contest judges and pianist with the renowned Beaux-Arts Trio, says that criticism does not apply this time.
We went with the personalities, although they have some weak points. And we actually didn't have a safe bet in it. Yes, there's one who is a very fine and solid musician whose preparation was so fine that it was impossible not to have him share a prize because he was wonderfully prepared. He's a wonderful musician. And why should we penalize a wonderful musician?
The gold medalists both say they're more than pleased with the top prize, Olga Kern calling this the greatest moment of her life. Stanislav Udenich, who was working on an advanced music degree, says his plans have changed.
I'm really glad that it happened and that I'm a medalist, actually. I will have a great opportunity to play the music. Later, probably, I will finish the PhD.
Antonio Pompobaldi, one of the two silver medalists, says now the hard work begins because winning, quote, does not mean we have arrived or don't need to improve ourselves. But then he said, after this long competition, he's ready for a small break.
When I enter a competition, I don't want to drink alcohol.
That's great.
But now I think I'm going to have some.
Silver medal winners Antonio Pompobaldi and Maxim Filipov received $20,000, U.S. concert tours and management, and a compact disc recording. The two gold medalists received those prizes, plus overseas engagements, a wardrobe, air travel, and a silver trophy cup. All four medalists play their first concert this weekend in Fort Worth with the Fort Worth Symphony. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.